Hello again, and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division inside of the large and beautiful Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza. If you haven't come to see it, we would welcome you here. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll free. 877-827-COIN. Our toll-free number has a few different ways to slice it, and I'll lay them out for you, and maybe one of them will stick. The number is 877-827-2646. The last four digits are COIN, 2646, so it's 1-877-827-2646. Well, a while ago, we were looking for a catchy phone number, and I was out on one of these websites, and I was playing around, and I typed in 1-877-TAP-COIN. And up came my phone number, and it said it was taken. And I thought, and we didn't realize that we had, there's a company out there that used 1-877-TAP-GOLD, and you guys have probably heard that company, and they're one of those commission-driven companies that I'm always warning you against, so you don't flush all your money down the toilet and get taken advantage of. Well, we're also 1-877-TAP-COIN, or tap coins. The S doesn't work, but it helps you write it out or remember it a little bit. So there's a little explanation. We can also be reached from our website at coinsplus.com. We don't really do a lot with our website. It's a nice website. It's informational. I write some stuff here and there. We're just so busy all the time. We're always kind of, you know, we're always looking for those special employees. Growth is an amazing thing, and we've just seen tremendous growth over the years. We're very wholesale-based company. We're very Christian-owned and operated, but we're business people, and we just want to be fair to people. We don't focus on the money. We don't sit around and say, how much money did we make today? We just know that if you do business and you do it right and you honor the Lord in what you do, that He'll honor you. And a lot of these companies that you're running into out there on the radio station and all over the television now, folks, these aren't Christian-owned and operated. They're all over. There's a standard model of how precious metals and coin investment companies operate, and it goes like this. You call these companies up, and you tell them that you want gold. They automatically are going to go into the spiel about confiscatability or the confiscation, which gets deceiving. They begin to refer to things as confiscatable or not confiscatable. They'll tell you certain things are confiscatable and certain things are not. This is no longer the case, okay? The bottom line is the confiscation took place in 1933 when we went off of the gold standard. The Treasury used the gold standard to give them to argue that they had a legal claim on all gold on U.S. soil. Now, you know, whether or not we agree with that, it's pretty obvious it doesn't make sense, but that's just the way it was. The bottom line is we're no longer on a gold standard, so they no longer have the same claim or right to the gold that they did back then. The other thing, okay, so the bottom line, they're going to start telling you stuff's confiscatable. They're going to tell you pre-1933 U.S. gold coinage is non-confiscatable. What they really mean is it was not confiscated. It doesn't mean it's non-confiscatable. It means it was not confiscated during the confiscation. The executive order of the confiscation left loopholes for FDR, who was a coin collector. He left a loophole for himself, which basically said you could have a certain amount of U.S. gold coinage dated prior to 1933 as a collector. That now is why people buy this stuff. They say, well, I'm buying it as a collector, even though you're buying it as an investor. It's arguable that no two coins are alike, and it is hard to determine the exact price. If you come and buy a bunch of MS64 St. Gaudens, we're going to give you a flat fixed price straight through. But you begin to look at those coins and you might like one better than the other, and the next guy might like a different one better than the other, and you put them out on eBay and you might get more for one than the others because of the date or because of the way it looks or something like this. So they are arguably collectible. But anyway, these companies will start to allude to the fact that these are non-confiscatable, and therefore that's what you want. The other thing they'll throw at you too is the Swiss and French 20 francs that are dated before 1933 or British sovereigns or similar things. They'll tell you these are non-confiscatable. Well, the first thing is that's a complete lie, and here's why. All the only thing that was exempt from confiscation was U.S. legal tender face value gold coinage. U.S. only. All foreign gold coins were confiscated, folks. Here's the logic. I ask people this question when they debate it. Okay, you agree that they exempted U.S. gold coinage prior to 33? Yes. Okay, then why would they exempt foreign gold coinage? What would they have confiscated? There's nothing left to confiscate at that point other than maybe some bars. So 20 francs and this kind of thing were not exempt from confiscation. They're not numismatic coins, they're bullion coins. They were always designed to be a bullion coin, which is fine. They're okay to own. Some people do not like the 20 francs because of the confusion. Number one, they're an odd weight of gold, 0.1867 troy ounces. Number two, they don't say they're gold anywhere on them. Number three, they don't say how much gold is in them. Number four, they're foreign. You hand one to your neighbor who knows nothing about gold, preparing yourself for the days when you need to barter and see what they do. And when you're trying to explain, well, it's got 0.1867 troy ounces of gold in it, and yeah, it's French, and I know it doesn't say it's gold anywhere on it, and yeah, 20 francs is the face value, and I know that the francs exempt nowadays, it can become confusing. And what we recommend for just straight bullion is like the American Gold Eagle. It says 1 ounce of fine gold on the coin. There's also fractionals, halves, quarters, and 10th ounces. The premiums on the fractionals are starting to climb because the U.S. Mint's not making them anymore. And there's beginning to be collector demand on them. So if you have some fractional gold, they're carrying a nice little premium. If you want them, they're carrying a little more of a premium. They're tougher to get, and there's demand on them, and some people are picking them up because they think they'll be collectible or whatnot. But the moral of the story is we sell bullion on that basically says what's in it, or it's completely easily recognizable, or it's a nice even weight. If you're buying foreign bullion coins that are odd weights and stuff, you just need to make sure that you're paying a real fair look. Low premium. A good example is one of the major radio shows that's out there relating to gold and silver that you can listen to every day in the afternoon on the Christian Network is currently selling the 20 francs, Swiss and French 20 francs, at like $305 or $310 each. They tell you there's, quote, about a fifth ounce of gold in them. Well, it's not a fifth ounce of gold. It takes 5.5 of them to make an ounce, which is significant. That's a significant difference. But they're selling them about $305. We're selling them around $185. That's a huge difference. Where's the rest of that money go? By the way, a lot of people make the assumption, they say, well, this can't be the same coin. The price is too far apart. Not the case. Where's that extra money go? It goes into the pocket of the corporation and the pocket of your commission salesperson. They're taking advantage of you. They take advantage of, as I say, they prey on the vulnerability of the Christian audience. They get on the Christian radio because as people grow closer to the Lord and they understand what direction we're going, they know darn good and well that tangible assets that are endorsed and authorized by God is pretty much the only place that you're going to want to put your money. So they go out, you know, it's like if you want to fish, you want to catch fish, you go where the big fish are, and the big fish are people who are conservative, tangible assets believers. So to clarify this all again, I don't mean to confuse you. I just want you to understand. I want to make you wise investors, okay? If you go to invest your money and someone says they're going to take 40% of that, are you going to go for it? No. So these companies have to mask and shield. They have all kinds of spin games. They have the spin game when you call them back to find out what your stuff's worth. They start quoting you their current retail price. Then you say, what would you pay me cash for it? They start quoting you another obnoxiously high price that is designed to be a trade price. You tell them you want cash, not trade. They continue this deception. And even if you send the coins in, once they get them, they tell you the market changed. They still put high pressure on you to trade out, and on it goes. And a lot of you out there know what I'm talking about. We've had literally experience with hundreds of these scenarios. It's always the same. There's a few people who will say, no, they told me this and I'm sure it's right, and then we never hear back. It's just the way they operate. It's a big illusion. I'm sorry they exist like that. We get quite a few people trading in their 20 francs and British sovereigns just to get nice even weight coinage. The other thing, going back to what we started talking about, pre-33 semi-numismatic gold coinage, it's a great investment, okay? Don't get me wrong. All this stuff's a good investment, and the one thing that drives me nuts is when I explain to you that you need to be careful and watch out, And people come in and they say, you said not to buy the pre-33 gold because it's a ripoff. No, I said to be careful with whom you're dealing. The pre-33 semi-numismatic gold has severely outperformed any of the straight bullion products. I have plenty of it myself. It's had incredible gains. There's incredible shortage, and there's a lot of pressure on the market, and it's a good thing to have. What's important is a balanced portfolio. Just buying bullion it sets you up for a number of problems. You're not going to get some of the substantial gains that are potentially available out there. You're not going to get some of the perceived value for future trading, bartering. And you also, you know, in the long run, I mean, it looks like the world's coming to an end or something soon, and we don't know. But I can tell you, if anything, the U.S. is certainly going to go through a paradigm shift. We're not going to be who we used to be. But if your grandma passes away and you go into her attic, do you wish that she just had some gold bullion, or do you wish that she had one of those really rare coins that went up by 50% a year for the last 50 years? Of course you want that heirloom quality coin. That's the one that is going to blow everybody's socks off when you find out what it's worth. So it's okay to get some heirloom pieces. We like to build a portfolio in the shape of a pyramid. The bottom of the pyramid is your big, bulky, common stuff, your U.S. 90% silver. Well, basically, start out with just straight bullion. You add in nice barter material like the 90% silver coinage that everybody recognizes anywhere at any time because it's minted by the U.S. And even though you don't like them, they've never had a problem with the Treasury ever having an assay off, period. And we are respected that way completely. Then we add on top of it semi-numismatic coins where we're going to put some semi-collectible stuff in there, $20 gold pieces. It leans more towards the bullion than collectability, but both markets can take you up and make you nice money. We're going to put in some Morgan silver dollars, maybe some Peace silver dollars, and then we're going to put in a few heirloom pieces, a little cherry on top of the cake. These coins are top performers. They're incredible heirloom coins. You buy them, you forget about them, you tuck them away, and one day you're going to pull that thing out and you're going to go into anaphylactic shock when you see what the pricing is done on that coin. Not to mention the fact that at Coins Plus, we eat, sleep, and breathe coins constantly. We analyze and we estimate and we evaluate and we read, and we know the market inside out and upside down. We're continuously keeping our eyes focused on areas of value, and when you come to invest with us, that's what we're going to do, is we're going to push you into an area of tremendous value. So people, it's notorious, people that come in with their own agenda do not do as well as people that allow us to build them a portfolio. We also like a little bit of platinum and palladium metals group right now. There's some good value there with the spook and the scare on the auto industry, and I won't continue on and on, but I will tell you, the predicament that we have ourselves in this country right now is very, very serious. What we've done to ourselves with our the Americans are dependent upon what they call 6-second sound bites. We've been fed reality TV. We've watched just incredible movies with incredible graphics, and you know, we've already, in video games to kids from the time they're growing up, with intense action and violence and crazy things, and our mind struggles with reality. I really believe that our mind struggles with reality because we get so much information pumped in and it's not real, and there's no consequences that come with it. And now they've got us lined up perfectly to tolerate things that are just intolerable, that are mind-boggling. What they've done to us is absolutely mind-boggling, that we can stand back and watch this stuff take place and see the demise of the greatest country in the history of the world and do nothing. Folks, I mean, we're doing nothing. We got tea parties going on. I spoke at it. I'm doing what I can. But let's face it, people aren't up in arms. And when they are, you get MSNBC out here with some gal on the other night that calls the Tea Partiers racist rednecks that hate blacks. I mean, these are people that love America more than anyone else. A simple example is what I was talking to a customer friend of mine about today. First, they had the Million Man March on Washington, D.C., whatever it was, 10 years ago, which was really a couple hundred thousand of the homosexuals and minorities, special rights thing. Then Promise Keepers had their response. They had their Million Man March. Well, it was documented. Well over a million men showed up. Well over. I mean, if you compare the pictures, it's just shocking. The Promise Keepers movement looked like the inauguration of Obama. The press took the 200,000 and made it look like 1.5 million. They took the 1.5 million and made it look like 200,000. The other thing was, you know, we've got this green environmentalism thing going on all the time. The Million Man March that had 200,000 people, it took them weeks to clean up and repair so much damage. When over a million men from Promise Keepers were there, you know, they had literally no cleaning at all to do and no repairs whatsoever. Those men cleaned up after themselves. I was talking to a friend. I mean, that's who we are. They don't need to tell us to be green and environmentally friendly. If you're a true believer and you respect other people and you have dignity and etiquette and you know the God's word, you are going to treat the earth with more respect than anyone. When we get into gluttony and wastefulness, that's not a conservative value. Our value says, yeah, you can use the earth for your own needs. That's what it's for. But when one corporation is wiping out the rainforest, you know, without reseeding it, yeah, there's wastefulness. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be good stewards with the land that God gave us. These people love America. The constitutionalists love America. It was founded by God-fearing men. We want to respect other people's religions. We want to truly respect other people's right to free speech. And we want to preserve the greatest nation in the history of the world. We want to respect the creation. I mean, we get labeled and targeted with all these things. But our true desire is to protect and preserve. If you just tuned in, you're listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor, a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus can be reached in Spokane at 444-0044, outside of Spokane toll-free, 877-TAP-COIN or 877-827-COIN. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street inside of the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza, and Coins Plus can be contacted through their website at www.coinsplus.com, where our previously recorded radio shows are eventually put up for you to download or listen to. Coins Plus specializes in the purchase and sale of all rare coins, gold, silver, you know, precious metals, scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds. Coins Plus is a high volume, low margin retailer. We do. We specialize in building investment portfolios. And right now in this market, we absolutely beg you, put your money in hard assets, in metals right now. Folks, there is so little time, and I know things take time. We're such an impatient race or nation. It's crazy. We think, well, you know, last few months haven't been so bad. There's things going on that are tearing away the underpinnings, the fabric and the foundation of this country. And when it breaks, it's going to break fast. And right now, you're sitting on the sidelines, you're watching, you're waiting, and you're wondering, and you're not sure. And they keep telling us that this big bubble's coming back, this real estate bubble and the stock market bubble. And you know what, folks? It's not. It's not coming back. It's over. It was overinflated. It was ridiculous times. And you're not going to get another opportunity like you had. The precious metals have lasted since the beginning of written human history until now. They're endorsed biblically over 800 times. The Bible tells us they last until the absolute last day, that when people are casting them in the streets on the day of judgment. The streets of heaven are paved in gold. There's been plenty of studies that show there's an innate desire for them. And throughout all history, every nation that's engaged in commerce has respected them. They don't need any man's promise behind them. They're true wealth because they have to be. It takes energy to get them out of the ground, and it takes energy to refine it and create it. And it's the absolute one and only thing that's lasted up until the last 70 years. Now, yes, it's lasted then too, because basically we saw very little inflation for about 40 or 50 years of this decade, maybe 60 of the 20th century. And then after that, we started to see growth. But basically, if you go back to 1974, when gold was deregulated, it was released at $35 an ounce, and now it's over $900 an ounce. It's gone up about 30 times its value in 30 years. that is a very significant return. The opponents of the metals go back to 1980 when we had a big inflation spike and some weird regulation stuff, and the metals jumped up quite a bit and gold hit up in the sevens, and they say, well, if you go to the very highest time in 1980 till now, it really hasn't done that well. Well, that's a really bad logic, because over time it's had a nice steady growth over the last 35 years since it was deregulated. If you go back any time in the last 10 years to the stock market till now, there's no way you can say you're making any money. The stock market came out of nowhere, exploded, and then it's collapsed, and inflation's consuming the rest of it. So don't buy into the lie. Just do the wise thing. When you own the metals, you don't have to worry anymore. And stocks were never designed to be an investment. They were designed to be a high-risk place to put a small amount of money. I mean, they were never designed to be a savings account. They've taken, folks, do you know how many retired people have had their entire wealth confiscated and destroyed by the stock market? And yet, no one's up in arms crying. No one's saying this is wrong, because they're all taking responsibility. But you know what? Our congressmen and then the people who've done it to them, they're not taking any responsibility. You go out and you pick somebody to invest for you, and they lose all your money, and you say, well, it's my fault. I gave them the money. I knew the risks involved. Do they say, well, it's their fault that they knew the risks involved and that they need to pony up maybe part of the $20 or $30 million they made in the last 10 years as a stockbroker to help their clients out? No. They don't. They're not losing. They've got their money in the bank, you know. So our whole value system is really sad, and it's really skewed. So, you know, we need to call a spade a spade. We need to hold our politicians accountable. They are looking to line themselves up. Politicians get into these positions of power, and all of a sudden they realize if they do certain things for certain people in a certain series of events, they can line themselves up financially at a level that's far beyond our comprehension. And that's what starts to really matter to them. The other problem is the media and the government, in conjunction with one another, are forming more and more and more extremely socialistically minded people. And that's what you need to become to get more votes. So the Constitution's out. There was a survey taken in the last week. 62% of Americans claim that they would be comfortable with us moving towards a full socialistic form of government. This is a fact, folks. This is true. This is where we're going. This is who we are. The right man's in the right place at the right time. He fits a lot of scenarios biblically, and these are severely troubling times. And those of us that understand America and the Constitution are very troubled. We're very worried. We're very concerned. You've got all the different polarizations taking place. We've got the economic, we've got the spiritual, we've got the political, we've got the psychological. Every aspect of this country is literally decomposing. The economic aspect of this thing is the hub. That's the driving force. If they destroy our economy and deceive us financially, they've got us everywhere else. A study came out this last week, basically titled, Recent Study Lists 6 Reasons Housing Prices May Never Recover. Number one, once the bubble in asset class pops, it never reflates. It says it's a simple truism that bubbles never reflate. It uses examples of the tulip bulb valuations and the Nasdaq.com craze. We saw the Nasdaq go up. People thought it was going to keep coming. Folks, it never recovered, and it won't. It'll eventually maybe return to the numbers it was, but the inflation will be so out of control that it'll be irrelevant. Number two, inflation destroys the gains anyway. So that's what I was just saying. When the prices finally get back to where they were, we're on this rampant runaway inflation. And I found this particular part of the study very interesting. This paragraph says, even if prices started to climb, they'll be battling against runaway U.S. inflation. With all the new government debt being issued, we're bound to face a tremendous jump in inflation. This means that even if your house is worth as much as it was in 2006, 4 years from now, in real terms, it will have lost value. Based on recent inflation predictions, the next 4 years in the U.S. should conservatively see inflation levels of 200% or more. That means that $10,000 in 4 years will buy the equivalent of $3,300 today. Number three, it says, in troubled times, people move to conservative, low risk, and low maintenance investments. In the middle, here's a paragraph. At the current rates that worldwide consumers are acquiring the precious metals, it is predicted that the entire world's gold and silver supplies could literally dry up in the next 24 months. The only variable that could keep the precious metals flowing is the likelihood of some profit-taking as metals skyrocket to 5, 10, or even 20 times their current levels due to runaway worldwide inflation. It says people may eventually liquidate. There'd be some profit-taking. It says by that simply adjusting for world inflation until now and over the next few years, it is easily arguable that rare coin and precious metals investments could post 3,000% gains in a very short period of time. Number four on this housing thing, if we somehow avoid inflation, which is unlikely, deflation will also result in sinking housing prices. Basically saying that even if we have deflation, people won't have any money, and that would kill it too. Number five, the combination of low interest rates and loose lending fueled the boom is dead. Bottom line, there was fraud, there was runaway lending, it was the craziest time in this country. It was overdone. It's not coming back. The government's got rates down now for mortgages in the fours. It's not stimulating things because people are out of money and they can't commit the fraud that they were committing back then. Number six, demographics. All probable future population growth can easily be accommodated with the existing housing inventory. And then it goes on to explain there's the market's currently saturated with 6 to 10 years or more in housing inventory. So there's a glut of houses out there. So no matter what happens, it takes 6 to 10 years just to consume what's out there. So, you know, folks, if you think real estate's where to be at this point, I wouldn't move in. In time, will it drop? Yep, going to be a great buying opportunity. Prepare yourself, but not yet. So what is good? We're back to the precious metals, folks. These are time-tested and true investment vehicles. There is no exception. And, you know, I beat this drum, and I hope I don't sound like a salesman because I'm so sincere about what I'm saying. I have no guilt about this. I mean, I sell the one and only product that's completely immediately liquid. It's lasted since the beginning of world history. I mean, folks, it's endorsed by the Bible. We have got the best product available. You are not buying anything when you buy gold. You're putting your money in God's ordained money. You are not investing when you buy gold. You're putting your wealth into money. It's not an investment. There's no risk per se. It maintains itself with inflation. It maintains its value throughout all of history. The Bible tells us it's going to make it. I know I'm a broken record, but I'm telling you now, the last and most important thing, get out of paper investments. I understand you've already taken a beating. I don't care. Get out. IRAs, 401ks, get out. Get into the hard metals for the next 1 to 3 years. I say 1 to 3 because we know it's coming. We know what's coming. We just don't know when. It could be in 6 months. It could be in 5 months. It could be in a year. It could be in 18 months. But folks, I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to come hard and it's going to come fast and it ain't going to be pretty. And if you're not in the metals, you're going to regret it. You're going to be on the government dole. The government's going to nationalize everything and whip out a big socialism program, and don't think that it'll pay the bills. It's going to end up being a subsidy program that's terrifying and makes you a permanent dependent of the U.S. government, which is exactly what the socialist elitists want. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor, sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside of Spokane, toll-free, 877-TAP-COIN, 877-827-COIN, or 877-827-2646. Also through our website at coinsplus.com. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.